Welcome in, family and friends, to this Saturday's episode of Theological Thought and Theory. It is a privilege to provide scriptural empowerment through our host and presiding officer, Drenande Summons. May listeners sit back and comfortably enjoy challenging thought through scriptural text and modern context so that we may be lifted and empowered. Thank you, and may heaven continuously smile upon you. We'll be right back after these messages. Refuge of Mount Olive is thankful for the podcast community that has grown with our organization. And if you would like to stay connected with us via Instagram, you can follow us at r.o.m.o_. If you'd like to subscribe to our YouTube, type in Refuge of Mount Olive. We're also active on Facebook, where you can type in also Refuge of Mount Olive. Thank you so much, and we look forward to staying connected with you. And we would like to thank the listeners for tuning in to this Saturday's episode of Theological Thought and Theory. We came from a title and a focal point, prosperity. We read from Psalms 103, starting at the 5th verse, stating, "Who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." 8th verse reads, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love." 10th reads, "He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities." Thank you so much. May heaven smile upon you. And we look forward to seeing you here for the next Saturday's episode of Theological Thought and Theory. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Saturday's episode of Theological Thought and Theory. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. It is a blessing, it is an honor to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge of Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. Today we'll be coming from a title and a focal point, prosperity. And allow us to come from a brief moment, a scriptural reading will be starting from Psalm, and 103rd, starting at the 5th verse, it reads, "Who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." 8th reads, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love." 10th reads, "He does not treat us as our sins deserves or repay us according to our iniquities." Prosperity. End of 103. We read from the 8th, 10th, the 5th, 8th, and 10th verse. You deserve prosperity, you deserve abundance in your life. And at times we beat ourselves up because we think that the mistakes we've made, the flaws that we made, are contingent upon as to why we suffer, as to why we deal with challenges. We blame our old selves, we blame our dated perspectives on the reasoning as to why we aren't gaining the desires of our heart. But I want to encourage you to authentically believe moving forward in the prosperity your life deserves. And you have to release these dated perspectives. You have to release these fears and doubts that you are unworthy, that you are not capable of obtaining these things. You have to carry a level of confidence from within, a level of belief through all of your challenges, through all of your obstacles, that you are able to prosper. We just were blessed to celebrate Thanksgiving this past Thursday, and I pray that many people had a moment to genuinely, wholeheartedly reflect on the thankfulness that is required of us. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be grateful for what God has done, for what God has been gracious and blessed us with. There are things that we have prayed for and God has been able to bless us with. And sometimes we get too good and we get too forgetful and we disregard the blessings that God so graciously bestowed upon us through our prayer and sacrifice. And we have to be reminded that these things are not owed to us, but we ought to move forward being thankful for the blessings because it is a part of our prosperity. When people think prosperity, they always think money. Prosperity is in health, is in good environment, good relation, good vibrations, good spirit, good mindset. All of these things make up a prosperous life. Many people have a lot of financial wealth, but they're very, very miserable people. They're very empty, drained people because they don't have the prosperity that only God can give you, that comes from the mind, body, and soul, that balance that is needed, that no dollar amount can provide. Oh, it's that prosperity that can give us an ability to press forward when we are when we don't feel like it, when we feel like we're unable to, that prosperity that gives us grace and that gives us leeway and gives us pathways through different outlets. And it's something about prosperity, and I want us to focus on God's prosperity, not just on that weak prosperity of, oh, I just want to make money prosperity, but I want to prosper in my calling. I want to prosper in my anointing. I want to prosper in what God has authentically appointed for me to live in. And as we live in our grace, as we live in our obedience, as we live in our structure, we need to be focused on the prosperity that God has given us. We deserve that. We need to move forward in that grace. We need to move forward in that love. Happy holiday season. I pray that everyone has had a beautiful Thanksgiving experience. It is time for us to elevate and grow. And I just am so thankful that we're taking this journey together. Let's prosper together.